Tuesday, November 26th. We had a blast at band practice yesterday. Chloe and Zoe were super impressed. And since they already knew everyone, they fit right in. So now they're official members and will be dancing and singing backup. I can hardly believe my BFFs and I are actually going to perform on stage together. Squee! Mackenzie's master plan to keep me out of the talent show had failed miserably. And now I was about to become her worst nightmare. Stiff competition. So it was poetic justice when we agreed to call our band Dorkalicious, courtesy of Mackenzie. We even wrote an original song that was inspired by Mackenzie's little insult. It all started when Violet crossed her arms and smugly announced, "Hey, I'm a dork and proud of it." Then we started joking about which of us was the biggest dork. The guys were like, "Can you please stop goofing around?" Then Zoe said, "Actually, we're not goofing around. We're doing, vocal warm-ups." "Yeah, and vocal warm-ups are very important," Chloe added as she playfully gave the guys the stink eye. That's when Zoe started singing. "Trying to fit in at my school, but kids keep telling me a dork ain't cool." And Chloe sang, "Whenever the teasing gets vicious, I remind myself I'm a super dorkalicious," I chimed in. We burst into giggles and gave each other high fives. The guys just smirked and rolled their eyes at us. Then the three of them started whispering to one another. I knew they were up to something, and I figured they were going to try to outdo us. I was right. They started clowning around, too. The next thing we knew, they were dancing, singing, and fronting like hardcore rappers. "Dork, nerd, geek, freak is all you see, but just back off and let me be me." We all laughed so hard, our sides hurt. The weird thing was that our song had a catchy melody and a really great beat. It was the kind of song that gets stuck in your head for the entire day. Even though it was supposed to be a joke, us girls actually liked it. Of course, the guys thought we were nuts. But they finally agreed to let us try to turn it into a real song. While Violet, Theodore, Brandon, and Marcus worked on the music, Chloe, Zoe, and I quickly grabbed a piece of paper and finished writing the words. By the end of our practice session, we had a very cool original song about not fitting in at school and being who you really are. I have to admit, it isn't about super serious stuff like lost love or saving the world. But it's our song, and it expresses how we feel. That's the most important thing. Now that we finally have a name for our band, I was able to get started on our t-shirts. Blasting my fave tunes, I threw a one-person paint and glitter party that lasted until midnight. There is only one word to describe my designer creation. Dorkalicious.